Nick.
Late Night Gamers Podcast, where we make all of your gaming habits seem acceptable.
Late Night Gamers.
Steve.
Oh, this game sucks so bad and so unbalanced, blah, and then I just quit and never play it ever again.
Carlson.
What do you do in your free time? Sit around knitting? Screw that shit, I'm gonna cut off a dragon's head.
Tim.
It's okay if your guts spill out and you explode into a bloody mess, as long as you don't take your clothes off.
Late Night Gamers.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Late Night Gamers Podcast, episode number 49. I'm Nick Persnowski, and with me this week and every week is Steve Morgan.
Did I do that?
Charles Caldwell.
Shameful, shameful!
Tim Madden.
Give me the child!
And we have a guest of the podcast this week, Ryan Sherman, but he's going to go by Sherman.
Boink, swing, scoob, what are we going to do?
It's good.
That is good. Scooby-Doo fans everywhere rejoicing. So how's everybody doing right now? Long weekend this past weekend? Do anything fun?
Terrible. Coming back is awful.
I drove for 20 hours.
Oh yeah, you drove from Chicago to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Which is,
I was awake for 40 hours. I got up that morning to pack and clean, and then it was like 3:30 a.m. and I was just like, whatever, fuck it, we're gonna drive. Then we left and drove all the way to New Hampshire.
Oh, good god.
It's dangerous to go that long without like stopping to sleep.
Luckily, it was me and my fiance, so we like traded off driving a couple times. But it was not fun.
Did I see it in a picture on Facebook that you were driving with a cat carrier on your lap?
Yep. So we like sold all our, like when we originally went out, we took a U-Haul, but this time we just filled the car as much as we could. Like literally, like I feel like my car was going to deflate once we unpacked. It was so packed to the brim, and there was no room. Like my original plan was like have space in the back for the cat and the dog, but there was no room. So we were just all in the two front seats, and the cat was on my the cat carrier was on my lap, and my fiance had the dog on her lap, and that was it. And we drove for 20 hours.
Did the cat
like that
drive you insane, yowling the whole time?
She was actually really quiet, and she was good. The dog was like all over the place though.
Do you have to stop
to run and like get out of the car?
Yeah, do you always have to stop and like take him for a walk?
Yeah, we stopped a couple times and the cat just like sat in the thing. She didn't care. The dog was like, like freaking out.
Yikes.
We're glad to have you back on the East Coast.
Yes.
Glad you were not.
Glad to be here.
Lost in the stretch of highway somewhere.
Mm.
Yeah.
That
New York's the worst.
Oh my god. What highway is that?
It's like 90 or 94.
Yeah,
it's 94.
That's a devil. Like from Rochester or even farther west. Like
it's like you hit Buffalo and then that's it. And it's just like nothingness.
Yep.
Just straight.
You guys go right through Cleveland?
Yeah.
Is that really cool? I've never.
That's the only city that you go through is Cleveland. And it's like you're outside of Cleveland. And it's just like you see city, like buildings far away. And it's like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Drive for another 20 hours now.
I saw Charles this weekend. In the flesh. Charles in the flesh.
I do exist.
Yeah. Went to his house, saw that. Saw my mother.
Drink some beers.
Yep. Portsmouth Brewery. It was good.
That's good.
Nice.
Anyway.
How much damage was there in the house from Charles?
Well, as soon as I got into the house, Charles immediately picked up the cat and was tossing it around as if it were, like, some sort of stuffed animal. It was like, Mowgli was, like, draped around his neck, and one of his cats has a cone on because she has a skin issue that they're trying to stop from licking and stuff. And she was just, like, has no peripheral vision and was walking very, like, delicately throughout the... It was good.
Nice.
Every day it matters in the... household.
And the ceilings were like really high, so Charles actually looked like a normal sized human being.
How tall is Charles?
Charles is tall.
6 foot.
It's like 10 feet.
That's pretty tall.
Good God. Anyway, getting right into some news this week. A new 3DS was actually... was it announced or released? That's... I feel like I missed the... that. But anyways, new 3DS is coming out and has a second analog stick and amiibo support. Which, I don't know if you've seen this thing, the second analog stick is even smaller than the analog sticks on the Vita, which is very, very difficult to do.
So what does it have now? It has one little, like, analog stick and then it has, like, the directional pad?
Yeah, it has a D-pad. It has a thing that you can connect to the outside, so it'll basically make a, like, put on a second analog stick, but it's, like, makes it massive. So you're, like, I mean, it's already kind of big with the,
yeah,
it's awkward. It's a it's a peripheral at this point, so a second analog stick is kind of useful.
So if it's so tiny, how are you even supposed to use the thing? I mean, you're like, your thumb's bleeding by the end.
Gotta have little, gotta have small fingers, man.
Yeah, it's geared towards people with tiny hands.
Charles over here with 10-foot man hands are.
Yeah. It's like daggers coming into the friggin' thing. My fingers are like twice the length of most people, so I'm gonna have to like. I don't know, do something ridiculous.
It's like knuckles.
It's like using the tips of thumbtacks. It's just painful and bleeds every time you play.
Yeah. Well, it honestly looks like... Remember on keyboards, the little nub in the center that you could use?
Yes.
That's what it looks like.
Oh, the old thing on laptops and stuff?
Yeah.
The mouse nub.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I wouldn't enjoy that, but...
Oh, God, mouse nub makes it sound like you're getting the computer off somehow.
Everyone called it a clip mouse.
And this Amiiboid thing is like this little action figure thing you can put on and get like power ups or something.
Yeah, well, it's
Skylanders,
like
Skylanders, right?
Yeah, it's exactly like Skylanders, except it's just Nintendo characters because they're like, oh yeah, people are spending money on these things. We'll just throw some shit out there that has like Samus and you know, Link and stuff on it. People will pay money for that. They're like $15 a piece.
It's like almost like pay-to-play model with action figures involved.
Pay-to-play hardware?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
What? So is there like a game that uses those? I think we talked about this before, but I'm like curious what reason you even have to buy these things.
I don't know. I think it probably works the same way as Skylanders, where it's where you like enter an arena and you can use the certain characters to...
fight.
That fight
thing. Super Smash Brothers type thing.
Yeah. Similar to that, I think. I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't actually even watched anything because I'm not interested at all.
Yeah, is that the only difference? I mean, you'd think, like, every time they come out with a new one, they gotta have a bigger screen or something else or something, other cool things, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
I think that's mostly it. Because the Amiibo things are, like, the new Wii U thing that's actually gonna... that'll now work with the 3DS, but apart from that,
I mean, there's like some other weird, like minor hardware changes, like better battery life and better viewing 3D range. Like the range of 3D viewing has changed. Yeah. That's what it says, but most of it's
minor spec changes and
stuff. Yeah, you know, the web browser supports HTML5. Watch out.
Is it beating the Vita in terms of sales?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Hardcore. I didn't know which one was the most popular these days.
Yeah, no, the 3DS is definitely more popular. But it's only because, I mean, anyone who loves Nintendo is buying a 3DS and apparently not buying a Wii U at this point.
Basically.
So.
Right.
But it's interesting. I mean, they came out with that 2DS thing, which is like, it doesn't fold. It's just one long hardware piece. And it doesn't have the 3D component to it. It's just two screens.
Yeah.
It's only $99 though.
It's pretty miserable.
I can just like picture that thing walking around saying, "Please kill me."
It's like it has no use of its. If it had legs, it would have no use of them. It's just dragging them along, like terrible. Speaking of handheld stuff. The PlayStation Vita and the PlayStation 4 are officially getting theme support, which is, this is like not really a big deal, but it's a big deal to a lot of people for whatever reason. The fact that right now, the only thing you have, you can't change the background on anything in your user interface. So everything is, I don't know. I'm hoping that they add like folders or something to the PlayStation 4, the current user interface, because it has all of your games are in one long line. So I've downloaded like 2 PlayStation 4 games a month with PlayStation Plus since it came out last November. So I have like 20 games in a row, and it's like, God damn it, I gotta scroll through this whole like thing.
So are they like not, does Xbox have theme support? Like, can you change your background on the Xbox One?
I think so. I think they came out with it fairly recently.
Oh, but
okay. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm the guest here, so I don't want to, like, go off tangent. I was going to say, like...
No, please do.
Is the PS4... like, I'm going to get a PS4, but I like to wait till all the bugs are worked out. Like, I've got a 20-gig PS3, and at this point, I'm still buying games and needing to delete other games because I don't have the space anymore. Yeah. And then I was going to say, is it really... From a graphical... If you've got a 1080, you know, whatever, you've got the best TV, I mean... They've done studies, you know, graphics aren't improving as much as they used to. They're getting right to that point. I mean, how noticeable is the difference from PS3 to PS4?
I use Battlefield 3 and Battlefield 4 as an example. Because my father-in-law has a PlayStation 3 that he still plays Battlefield 3. And I wasn't really thinking about it because I sold my PlayStation 3 to get a PlayStation 4. Mm. And then I went back and I played like Battlefield 3 at his house, and I was like, "Oh my god, this looks terrible!"
Oh man.
So it's a pretty big difference. Obviously, if you're looking at it side by side, it's gonna be much easier to see. But
right,
I don't know.
It's just one of those like weird that like I remember when I was like 12, and when Resident Evil 2 came out, and my mom got me a copy. We were like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. and then every time you look back, and then suddenly it's terrible. Like, Gran Turismo 2, like Gran Turismo 3 on the PS2 was intense. And then Gran Turismo 5, and I'm like, it's unbelievable. Every time, it's a shock.
Yeah. I think we always use GoldenEye as kind of our, like, our reference point with, like, N64. And we're like... Back then, it was like, this game is amazing. The graphics are so awesome. Like, look, this guy has a real face. Like,
yeah. Now the chair just like, exploded.
What I'm playing right now is making me laugh in this similar vein. I'm looking back at playing Final Fantasy X right now, and looking back at the graphics, I remember playing it on PlayStation 2 so long ago, and it's like, wow, this is the best graphics they've had. It really expands based on what they did before. Now I'm gone back, and I'm like, God, this is awful.
God, this is terrible. This is the... Well, that's the thing. And even between Final Fantasy X and Final Fantasy XII, there's a huge difference because I think X came out in 2001, very early on in the PS2 history. And then, like, I mean, they go back and compare it to FF7. I mean, like, they've just got giant... Like, Barrett's just got a giant gray cube for a hand.
Yeah.
Yep. Cloud's head is just a block with the blunt spikes on it.
Right.
That's the one thing that really distinguishes between. It's like, at least the character models in Final Fantasy X are, like, humanoid.
Right.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is, between the two generations is, I mean, obviously, like, the graphical support, but also, just the details that show up in the game. So, you know, I mean, I look at The Last of Us, and The Last of Us on PlayStation 3 was amazing. Like, it had a lot of detail in the environment, on the characters. Like, everything was pretty substantially different from any other game that had come out on PlayStation 3. And then, I would say every game is like that and is trying to push it farther on PlayStation 4. So,
right.
That's
seamless. I don't know if that... In The Last of Us, it was, like, literally seamless between, you know, like, the movie sequences and the gameplay. It was amazing how they did that.
Yeah, that was a great game. I didn't play they released the remastered edition on PlayStation 4, and I heard that was pretty amazing from people that played it on both systems, so...
Yeah.
Cool.
Hmm.
In Japan, there's a sweet PS4 coming out, actually. It's not so sweet. It's a metal slime PS4. It's kind of sweet only because it's metallic, but there's like a weird USB cover that has like goo coming over it.
Is that it right there?
Yeah.
Looks like Slimer.
Yeah, it's from Dragon's Quest or something, I think the game is. I don't know.
Oh yeah, it says Dragon's Quest Heroes.
So, it's only coming out in Japan, because Japan just loves... I mean, it came out with that Frozen PS4 too, so...
That's right.
So does the little dude, like, come off?
He must, because there's... He's covering up the USB ports.
Yeah, he's like in the way.
It's
an asshole.
A little turd.
This Dragon Quest Heroes game that's coming out, it looks like Dynasty Warriors. Charles would love it. Just like fight
too
like a
million
people. Too
bad my quota's already taken up with that Zelda game that's coming out.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no reason for that guy.
No.
It's ugly. Like if you needed to fit that PlayStation gently in a shelf on your and be like, oh, this stupid blob is in my way.
Yeah. Every console needs a nub nowadays.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It'd be better if it was, like, actually, like, slime. Like, you could take it off and play with it.
Mm.
Or just, like,
like Gak. Or
yeah.
Whatever,
yeah.
Nickelodeon.
That is exactly what I was going to talk about. Because I think we've talked about it before, but Gak was amazing. And for no reason whatsoever. Just, like, I like to squeeze things. Like, there was Silly Putty and there was Floam. Like...
Floam, yeah.
God damn. That stuff was stupid.
That was like an obsession with slime at that point. I don't get it. America was just obsessed with slime.
Yep.
And it was so useless. It had like literally no functional purpose.
Right. It usually wouldn't last past like... Because all you need to do is drop it in anything and it would just suddenly be part of it. And like dirt and grime and dust. And be like, hey, all right, kids, have fun with this increasingly bacteria-filled plasma.
Yeah, after a couple days.
Booster.
Yeah. It's like full of hair and dirt.
Yeah. Oh, so much hair. So much hair. It's so bad. Yeah, it seemed like everything in the early 90s. Nickelodeon had slime like all over everything. Oh, he's going to get slimed because he was on some show and had the wrong answer. Or he won an award at the Kids' Choice Awards, so we're going to slime him. Like, nonsense. But then there was like...
No, but that's hilarious. We're like, yay!
You got what you deserved!
And then there was like...
But buying slime, I don't know why we did that.
No. I bought slime when it came to Ninja Turtles 2 and The Secret of the Ooze.
I had that too.
Oh yeah, definitely. The TGI, or TGRI? That's what it was, yeah. That's what
it's... Did they have like slime with characters in them? Like slime buckets or something?
I think so, but those were the worst because you had to wash them because like they...
Yeah, <'cause>
it was just like dry and crust to the outside of the action figure. It's terrible.
That makes me think terrible things about the designer of Gak and all those slime-based things. It's like, what are they basing this on? They're like, yes, it needs to be the consistency of something. You know what I'm talking about. God.
But how did they even come up with it? Like, was it a guy in his basement? Like, what will kids love? Just like this middle-aged man alone in his basement trying to find something that he can sell.
I'm sure in some sick way it was Japanese.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Mm. Yep.
It's like some Japanese sex maker was making some toy and their kid got a hold of it and they're like, you really seem to enjoy that slime.
I mean, it's supposed to be... It's semen. All right, let's just put it out there. It's semen. Yep. Just, we'll color it. We'll make it a different color, but we're gonna cover all the children in this country with semen.
Bright yellow. Somebody got off on that whole thing.
That means for, like, for the test batch, he had to make it all himself.
Just excessive amounts of semen. I'm gonna bottle this.
Awful.
That is really awful, actually.
Started a generation.
I feel like this is the second week in a row that we've mentioned semen, and that kind of worries me a little bit.
Bottling up semen and mailing it to Nickelodeon and being like, here's my idea.
I like the way this guy thinks.
It has a nutritional value, too.
high in protein.
Do you have to put the nutritional facts and the serving sizes and everything on it?
Back in the 90s, nobody cared. Nobody cared what was in it. It could have had, like, it could have been anything. It could have been semen, honestly. It could have been semen. And no one would have known. That's the worst part. Mm. But,
just add some yellow number 5 or whatever the heck it is and go.
That kills all the semen anyways.
Yeah.
It's true. It's
radioactive. It just sterilizes the whole batch and you're ready to go.
Yep.
Add a little cornstarch in there to thicken it up and then you're just ready to go.
This is the worst conversation we've ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I'm gonna...
We should move on.
I'm gonna talk about... I'm gonna bring up, something
it's
that...
gonna insert a really long bleeping noise during all this.
Or you'll insert in the background just squishy noises the whole
time. So something that our guest Sherman will be excited about is that The Sims 4 released this week.
Woo!
Are you gonna buy that?
I now that I know about it, I'm really cheap, and I feel like I'm always strapped for cash, but I'm probably not. I probably am. My PC is from, like, 2007, 2008, so, I mean, obviously I'm not into things to, like, graphically, you know, set everything as low as it can go so it'll play okay. I'm excited, but then I read some articles that it's going to be less realistic and more, like, about the funkiness and weirdness of the people. So, like, they got rid of a bunch of the normal career tracks, and I feel like and it might have been a BS article. They got rid of, you know, certain creation tools and things, and it's just more about the funky zaniness of the characters themselves. I like, you know, getting the business job, like work. I like the realism and being really boring and going to work every day and being like, I don't want kids. Okay, just turn aging off. I'm a professional, and like building my mansion. Like, I like building and like that type of thing. So
yeah,
perfect.
That's my spiel. Ever since the first Sims, like Sims 1, 2, and 3, I've gotten them all. So I might as well. And like so many of the expansions, like Live in Large, Hot Date expansion. So yeah,
it's good. It's good. I haven't played a Sims game since the first one, but I might play this one because there seems to be a sweet glitch in it that has creepy demon babies. Which I don't know if anyone's seen these pictures, but they are terrifying. There's one.
Oh god, this is the start of like Darks, and then what's the game? Oh good lord, it's horrible.
Yeah, there's like one woman holding a baby, like smiling, and the baby's eyes are like protruding from its head,
Jesus.
And its hands are all like elongated, and its fingers are like a foot long.
What is she like trying to fry that baby? Why does she have a frying pan?
I have no idea.
It's like the Deadites from,
or maybe it's
Dead Space.
Maybe the baby's holding the frying pan like the baby from Dinosaurs, that the television show.
No, it's the eyes like poking out.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Huh.
So apparently nobody notices, but I think every single baby in the game looks like that.
Wow.
So
maybe they're trying to send a message about about disabilities in America.
I don't know what kind of disabilities those were, because there are definitely not children that are living with those disabilities.
Children with their eyeballs like 6 inches out of their head.
It's not even that. It's not. It's like their retina is like a pointy spike.
That's creepy.
It's really creepy. And the head is like attached by like a little. It looks like a seal with like angry claws.
It's got to be an on purpose thing. That doesn't make any sense. That this doesn't get found out till like the game is released.
I know what it is. It's synergy between this and that movie that's coming out called Tusk, where the guy tries to turn the guy into a walrus.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I have not heard of this movie, but I need to watch it.
It looks really good.
I will say, one thing about The Sims, when I first got the first one when I was a kid, and they started talking, and they were talking in gibberish, I remember, I was like, Mom, Mike, can we take this back? I was like, they're not even saying real words.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Glitch.
Yeah.
What's the matter with these people? Is it? It's called. What's it called? Simlish?
Oh, yeah.
I know the money is Simoleons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know they like reticulating splines.
Reticulating splines.
Awful.
Well, in other glitch news, Steve, why don't you explain this one? Because I saw this online and I laughed. Like,
yeah, it's pretty awesome. So there's a certain guy in Madden 15, and I'm not sure if it's just like it only happens to him or it's just whenever he plays. But he's super tiny. He's like 1 foot 2 inches tall for some reason. So he's like the size of the ball, and he's like a defensive player. And so there's like images of him like tackling players and like recovering fumbles and stuff. His name is Christian Kirksey, and I have no idea who he is.
Nope.
He's a rookie linebacker on Cleveland Browns. I don't know why, but like he tweeted about it and everything. Like they have his tweets where he's like, "Awesome."
Oh, so he's cool with it. I was gonna say like this is like good marketing for him because
No, he tweeted, "No matter how small you are, have big dreams and live big."
Dude, like, everyone, no one heard of this guy until right now. Or now everyone's gonna be like in love with him.
Yep. He's gonna be a star for every Madden player.
It's ridiculous looking.
It's awesome. I want him on my team. All-star team right there.
It just reminds me of like everybody ever. You ever seen someone who like played Madden way too much and they like get to a certain point where they're bored and then they realize that they can create their own players and all of their players are like 8 feet tall and 350 pounds in max stats. So they're running faster than everybody, tackling better than everyone, but they're like 400 pounds and like they're just massive. They're these huge beasts and everyone looks tiny. Everybody who's played Madden too much has done this.
Yeah, that is ridiculous.
Because of this, I'm going to need to look at some glitch compilation videos. I'm on the floor watching some of the just like the random clips of various glitches in games that occur. Like in FIFA, there was just some stupid. I can't even describe how terrible some of the glitches are.
Terrible one in FIFA where the guy like he like turns into this weird like vein like whoa, he rolls around the ground like.
Well, there's like one where he like he falls on a dude and it literally looks like he's like just humping the shit out of this dude. I don't even remember. And then there was a bunch of WWE wrestling ones that were completely retarded.
Yeah, those ones are good.
I feel like they happen a lot in sports games too because the mechanics are sort of weird.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, there was a really famous one in like Tiger Woods where you're like on the water, like shooting, like about to take a shot, like just standing on water. It's like called like Jesus shots.
I think the biggest news from this week is probably this leak of celebrity photos. Except it's not really. Well, I mean, it is a leak, I guess, but.
It's an attack.
Yeah, it's an attack. Hackers used the Apple iCloud to hack into specific celebrities' accounts and download their pictures and leak them on the internet, and also got some of their like location information, so they found out where these celebrities actually were and stuff. Tim, why don't you tell us what the internet's been calling it?
So the official title is the Fappening. And originally some guy was on 4chan and he said, I'm going to start leaking new photos of celebrities. And they were like, yeah, right. You know, you're an asshole. And then he started posting them and they're like, oh my God. It's like blew up into this huge thing. And then finally they got wind of it. I don't know who the first celebrity was, but they started contacting the FBI. So now at this point, I don't know how many have been released. It's like 100-something photos have been released, and supposedly he still has more that he's leaking over time. And the FBI is hunting this guy.
And he's on the run too.
Yeah, so they're hunting him, trying to find him. But right now, it's just like it's the internet is exploding. So any like social media site with anyone related to 4chan or even Reddit, there's a subreddit on Reddit called The Fappening now that in 2 days got 100,000 followers or subscribers. It just exploded. It's like there's people everywhere who are coming out of the woodwork for this. And I think the funniest part is all the memes like
like showing world peace as a result of this, like, because you know, everyone's gonna go inside, just not fight or care anymore, because it's just like the ultimate thing.
It sounds like he's the Edward Snowden of like pornography and nude photos.
Yeah, but that's like the funny side of it. But like, it, you know, if you, there's a lot of articles like this article that we have here from Forbes where they make it seem a lot more serious. You know, when you kind of think of the human aspect of it, it sucks really.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
Well, because the biggest thing is like they're not nude photos that were like going to be released
right.
and they got leaked.
Yeah,
they're like usually like nude photos that person was sending to someone else in a private manner. And
right.
So,
I mean, granted, like I definitely, you know, it's definitely terrible for all these celebrities and that are involved and whatnot. But like, I personally wouldn't put anything like that on. I mean, I'm not saying that they should have done this because people are allowed to do whatever they want to do, but. Like I wouldn't put anything like that on a like an iPhone or anything that's constantly connected to anything.
Yeah.
Not without the expectation of someone else seeing it at some point
right.
in time.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, the most ridiculous thing to me about this whole ordeal is some of the comments that people have posted on Twitter. I just got sucked into it the other day. And it's just like all these idiots were just like, "Oh, I don't know why people are why she's so upset. She's got a broken bone." And I'm just like,
yeah,
really? Are you that dense? Like, are you an idiot? Like, what?
Yeah. So that's the biggest news from this past week, and it, which is, you know, it has terrible things to it.
It's definitely a crime, but there's the other aspect of it, which is just comedic.
Right. Well, is there any like? Is this a lesson? Like, you can't really put anything. Even if you're in a job with important files or whatever, you really can't trust, you know, even the most secure. Even though they're saying, you know, it wasn't necessarily, quote-unquote, the people that are saying it wasn't Apple's fault, it was people using passwords that were shitty. It's like, what's safe to put... It's not safe to put anything up in the cloud if, you know, anything you put up there basically is saying somebody could somewhere see this eventually, so I'm just putting it out there.
Right.
Correspondingly, yeah. Wasn't another like a big company with like a gold standard of internet security recently just hacked by like a Eastern European like faction? I remember hearing something about it in the news. That's exactly the point. You can't put anything online, and the cloud is not a secure location.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So I haven't looked at any of. I honestly have not Googled. Any, like the moment I saw it in Facebook, it's a crime if you do this. Like, I feel like the old me would have been like, new tab. But I was like, I don't care enough. I'm tired.
What's ridiculous is that some people were just like you looked on and it was a trending article for a while, and you just clicked on that, and there were some of them there, and you're just like, who, why would you post that? Like, it's a crime. They're gonna come after you. You know it.
Yeah, there were people that on Twitter that made it their profile photos, and I was like,
wow,
that's not a great idea.
It's also
most of them are.
Yeah, go ahead.
Most of them have been removed from Google, so you can't find them on Google.
Yeah,
that's what I was gonna say. They like they did a really good job of taking them down. I mean, they were all like, I mean. I like heard about it kind of late, and I'm not gonna lie. I tried to find them, and I like they're all down. They're all down everywhere. So they did a really good job of taking them all down, which is impressive actually. Yeah. Because the internet's a hard place to censor.
That is a feat right there. Which talking about all these leaks in real life actually brings us into our topic this week, which is leaks in the gaming industry, and basically how they affect. How they affect companies, how they affect players, and, I mean, are they good, are they bad? I think it depends. What do you guys think?
Yeah, that's a good question. I was really trying to think about this. I mean, I know we have a few examples on here, and I was trying to think about some, like, really obvious leaks, but I think one of the biggest things, you know, like, we have your, like, WoW expansion leaks, and usually, like, we find out, like, when they're coming out, probably before they want us to, but... One of the biggest things I was going to say is that, like, it's really hard, I feel like, now for video games to keep their new content sort of private. Like, usually someone finds out about it, and Blizzard actually does a pretty good job of not realizing, or, like, not letting people, like, find out about, like, when exactly when release dates are going to happen, or, like, exactly the content of their games before they come out. So, that's impressive. I think it's something that they probably spent a lot of time and effort on, you know, keeping it private so that when they have their trailer come out for, like, the new WoW expansion, or they have, like, the release date for it coming out, everyone will be really excited about it. Plus, too, like, the more things that get released and the more public information about games that come out, the harder it is for a company to, like, change what's going to happen. I mean, like, for example, like, what happened to Xbox One? The more knowledge everyone has about it, yeah, then you have to sort of be like, you have to backtrack. Oh, you know, well, we were talking about doing that, but, you know, maybe we weren't going to do that. And, you know, so, like, the more that you make public and the more that you let, like, sort of slip out the door about what you're thinking about doing, the harder it is, I think, sometimes to sort of, like, change without, like, having the mass public come at you, like, with pitchforks.
Right, right, exactly.
And the more it is that you can't implement things that aren't going to be popular in just a sweeping way, because once somebody leaks it, then people come out with, like, well, why did you do it this way? You could have done it this way.
Yeah, exactly. But I can't think, or I don't know, you have this one on here on The Last of Us, being the ending of The Last of Us being leaked. I didn't know about that, but...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that there was a leak of gameplay from The Last of Us, which is... I mean, that's... In terms of any game, any leak of storyline, like, where they leak, you know, videos of, like, far into the game, or the ending especially, but... It's, you know, that's terrible for gamers and for you know, for anyone that actually wants to play these games from start to finish. And the and because I mean, if you find out the ending to the storyline, you have no context for it. It's like you have no idea what happened up until that point. So it that sucks. You know,
yeah, especially with a game like that where, like, the content and the storyline are, like, what drive the game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. I wouldn't have... I'd be so pissed. I remember I never beat Red Dead Redemption, and then I heard an NPR story, and they revealed the ending. I was like, yep, never playing that game again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that blows. If you haven't played Red Dead Redemption, somebody dies at the end. That's what happens.
Yeah.
For some games, for me, I really don't care about spoilers, but... Because for me, I find myself, like, more of a story junkie, and if I hear a good story, I'm gonna more likely to play it, because you obviously know the experience is going to be different. The same goes for me with, like, movies, but, I mean, if there's something that's leaked like that, I still get pissed off about it if it's supposed to be a surprise, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Are they going to make a sequel to The Last... I mean, they have to make something else off of how that ended.
I think, honestly, my opinion on the whole Last of Us thing is that I don't know that it's going to include any of the characters from the original, from the first game. It might, like, continue on with different characters from sort of the same time period where the last, like, characters ended, to get a sense, like, a different sense of, like, I don't know who's living or dying or whatever, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't see them using Ellie again.
The other thing, too, is, like, a lot of times when things get leaked in the gaming industry, I feel like there are sort of, in most cases, they're not that significant and they're not that important. Like, oh, this game is going to, or, like, oh, they're making a second Last of Us, or, you know, like, maybe they didn't want everyone to know this, but it leaks out. Like, that doesn't, you know, that doesn't necessarily, like... Usually it's not as significant, I think, as, say, like... I don't know, there's just not much in the gaming, you know, industry that can leak out. Whereas, like, as opposed to, like, I don't know, like, in a sport, so-and-so, like, you know, did a drug and that's why he's suspended, right? Like, that leaks out, and it's like, that's like, you know, life-changing or like contract-changing. So there's a lot of other things that can leak out publicly. But in the gaming industry, a lot of times I think companies let things leak on purpose because they want, like, it to sort of be like unofficial announcements.
Exactly. I was going to say, there's purpose, there's leaking done on purpose, and then there's probably obviously leaking that wasn't supposed to happen. But I mean, it's all like a marketing ploy, a lot of those leaks, to get the population, like, you know, whispering, and just to get it out. Like, it's a pretty valid strategy, depending on what you leak, when you leak it, and how you leak it.
Yeah,
I feel like for games, it's, for the most part, it's not a big deal if, like, you know, hardware leaks. I mean, perhaps from, like, a competitor standpoint, like, they might be able to change, like, their things. You know, that's valid, but for the most part, like, as a gamer, the only thing that really sucks is when people leak, like, storylines for really linear games, or games that, like, you know, that where that really matters. But like, if they leaked the storyline for WoW, I mean, there is no storyline, so who cares? You know, and if they leaked some gameplay things, then most of the time when that happens, it's the company anyway, just trying to get people excited, like Sherman said. You know?
Well, was that a leak? Or when Xbox One and PS4 were coming out, there was the whole thing, and everybody started saying, oh, you can't share games, you can't... And then, like, PlayStation could. So PlayStation, you know, they had their thing at E3 or whatever, where it's like, here's how you share the game. And the dude hands it to the other dude. Yeah. And then Xbox, I think, like, had to change their thing and said, no, you can do it now. And I feel like that was a leak that actually caused a drastic change, if it really started out as just a leak.
Yeah,
I feel like several things that the PlayStation 4 has done right may have been a result of potential leaks from Microsoft and stuff on the Xbox One. I mean, like the game sharing thing, like you said, and then also, what else did they do? I don't know. The fact that the Kinect was going to be included in all the bundles.
And it was always going to be on or something. Like, you had to have internet connectivity, or it was going to, I don't know, it could see you and stuff.
Yeah. So, I think PlayStation 4 benefited for sure from those leaks and made the necessary adjustments, because...
Maybe they got someone hired at Microsoft and had an inside man.
It's entirely possible.
Yeah, it's just like the Departed. But even with, like, novels and stuff, like, I remember, like I agree, with video games, it doesn't seem as drastic as any leak in any other industry with any person, or even, like when, like, Harry Potter books got leaked, and I remember, like, so long ago now, I just remember there was a video, and the kid just goes into some Ventrilo channel, and he goes, Snape kills Dumbledore, and people are just, you know, flipping out, like,
yeah. Well, it's like, I mean, if anybody were to leak anything on, like, the next Song of Ice and Fire novels, like the next George R. R. Martin book, I would probably flip my shit, but...
Yeah, that's true.
Well, it probably wouldn't matter that much, considering how far they've gone off topic, but I don't want to give any spoilers.
Yeah. I think the issue is that everyone can agree that gaming spoilers just, they're not to the level that spoilers, I mean, the leaks in the gaming industry just aren't the same as leaks anywhere else.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's true.
Unless it's a massive conspiracy to deprive us of games. If we found out that Activision and whoever else, EA Games, are conspiring to prevent high-quality games in the industry...
It's a political attack.
Let me take my tinfoil off my hat off now.
Well, I don't know. I heard that was the end of, like, and what is it? Ken Levine or whoever, the guy who did the Bioshock series. Like, I feel like they said, like, The Last of Us was the end. And I know he didn't do that one, but, like, those type of games, those linear single player, like, it's like the end of a generation. Like, those don't really... I feel like that's less and less. Those are falling away because there's so much money and so much time, and it's like, it's easier to just do the pay to play or the, like, free, like, World of Tanks. I used to, you know, the ones where you can, it's, you know, I feel like those type of really amazing, intense single player experiences are fading away.
Well, they'll always be there. There'll just be a smaller market for them because the market for all of those free to play games is the vast market for all the people who aren't currently playing games. But for the us gamers who are consistently looking back and saying, "Oh yeah, we're gonna play the games game," we're never gonna play. I mean, I'm never gonna play World of Tanks. I'm just not gonna do it. It's not gonna happen. I'll do something else. If they want my money, they gotta produce a game that I'm gonna play, like one of those single player games.
Yeah, I think it's just becoming more and more of like a niche market, and I think that, and you can kind of see it now a lot in a lot of the games that the graphics have come so far. There's almost kind of like a merging of film and game, and I think it's we're gonna see that more and more and more. Where you see like digital actors and stuff, and it's more you know, those linear storytelling games are basically movies with little gameplay elements.
Yeah, like you know, it's like a movie you're a part of.
And I think that's why though, you know, when that stuff gets leaked, it's more of an emotional reaction.
Cool.
Well, I think we can move right into some listener comments or questions, which we had two listener questions this week. At William0406, he said, responding to a comment that he had made earlier this last month, he said, "Any chance we will be seeing an appearance of Rebel Wilson promoting Tomb Raider at Tokyo Game Show?" And I'm going to say that's probably a no, but I'm still holding out hope at this point. Because it's possible, you know.
Being amazing.
I would watch TGS for that reason, and like, and especially since Tomb Raider is not even coming out on PlayStation 4 next year, I'll watch it for Rebel Wilson. That's what I'll do.
I'm just googling Tomb Raider and Rebel Wilson. Just nothing
to see if there's a nothing. there's no connections whatsoever. That's too bad.
No.
All right. Well. William, maybe next time. Maybe next year. Closer release release window.
We have high hopes.
Our second listener question from this week comes from @underinspired, which they asked, "Do you have a guilty pleasure game or a game that you love to play but have no idea why?" Which brings us to our top five this week, is the top five guilty pleasure games that we play. Number one goes to Charles.
What the hell's that noise?
My voice?
No, the loud noise is that Charles? I can't tell.
My guilty pleasure was Final Fantasy games, mostly because they're 90% angsty storyline, 9% chocobos, and 1% gameplay. I started playing Final Fantasy X again, and I must have played it for like 5 hours and maybe fought in like 4 battles, and so I'm just going thinking like, man, I must have had a lot of
sounds
patience
like The Witcher 2
to go play these games when I was younger. Maybe just there was a lack of options, but man, I'm still enjoying it. It's just you don't really want to tell people you're playing a game like that anymore. It's like, oh, what are you playing? Oh, Final Fantasy? Really? You're playing Final Fantasy?
No, they are awesome. Like, I just played through Final Fantasy VII for probably the fourth time, but it was probably nearing the end of last year. And, I mean, I still... The music... You just get shivers playing those old... Like I will still tear up when Tifa... I mean, not Tifa... Aeris. Oh, God.
Aeris dies.
Aeris. I've got the strategy guide, you know, so I'm breeding the golden, you know, I'm doing everything, like, by the book, and I just play that one over and over again.
Did you get Aeris' final limit breaker before?
No, so I haven't done that one, because there's still a part of me that's like, I'm not going to waste my time getting her to 99 and get all her limit breaks and stuff, because I know what's going to happen. I'll work on everybody else. But, you know, and I have Emerald Weapon and Ruby Weapon. I mean, literally, like, everything. The posters that you can collect, like all the materia. But no, not any stuff to do with her, because I know what the final outcome will be.
Yeah.
I think we all know now, too.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, everybody. From 1997.
That's funny.
14 years later.
That's it, though. For Final Fantasy X, the farthest I ever got was that... whatever the game is that they play, like with the Blitzball. I keep thinking Blurn's Ball from Futurama.
That's where I am right now, actually. I'm right at the point where I'm starting to do that.
Cool.
That brings us to number two. Number two is me, and I put a specific game down, which is Total Recall on the NES. But basically, my guilty pleasure games are an entire genre, which of early 90s games based on movies. Total Recall was awesome. Like it was one of the. It was awesome and terrible at the same time. Like I remember you're walking along. There's just guys in trench coats shooting at you, and like. You go down in the subway, and there's like an X-ray machine, and you walk through it, and you see your skeleton. Then you get attacked by some dogs. It has really like not a lot to do with Total Recall at all. that's what I loved about all those earlier games. Like, Total Recall and Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street. Like all those games based on movies that were absolutely atrocious, but enjoyable to play only because it was like, oh, this is based on a movie that I actually liked, but it's a terrible game.
Yeah, well, I feel like the 90s was the only time when like games based off movies were actually good, and even it's then true. They were like kind of not that great, but they were still okay.
It's true. They weren't very good at all. But Jurassic Park on any or on Sega Genesis.
Yeah, oh man, that was amazing.
So good.
Because they're just like simple. It's because back then when you know the best console you had was like NES. It's just like the movie only extremely simplified.
Yeah, like, you're playing through the game and then it's just like T-Rex head just burst through the wall. Like, oh shit! Like,
well,
I gotta jump from platform to platform to do something to it.
If you hadn't, like...
the Lion King game, if anything, that game did life more difficult because of the complexity.
That's true. Some of them were just, like, sadistic.
That game was great. What were you gonna say, Sherman?
I was gonna say, if you, like, got rid of the opening sequences for the games and didn't allude anybody to what movie they went to, could they guess? Like, here's the game, guess the movie.
Yeah. That'd be pretty hard. In a lot of cases, actually, but
yeah, I think if you go like way back to like arcade games, then yeah, no, they're all black and white. You wouldn't know what they're playing.
Except E.T. the Extraterrestrial, you probably could still guess that that was.
Yeah, I mean, just look at a little squiggly turd.
This turd whose neck gets longer.
That falls in a dish. And that's the other game. Can't get out.
You lose. Number three. This is Tim.
All right, this I'm like really embarrassed about this, but anyway, my guilty pleasure is Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball because I played the hell out of this game and I don't know why because it was so bad.
It was terrible.
Yeah, but I remember like I'm pretty sure Alan Henderson had it too. We would like compete, but the game like didn't make any sense. You played volleyball and then you got money and you could buy like new bathing suits and like build like this army of like. Women that just bounced everywhere, and that's it. That was the whole game. And yeah.
You know why?
And there were like little mini games, so you had to like jump over. There were like little things that jump over, and they had to play volleyball. And it was all the same skills as like a fighting game. Like you had to like time everything perfectly.
Yeah,
you know, and then you have to like spike it and do stuff like that. But it was just a bad game, and I think they made a second one too.
Oh yeah, definitely they did.
Did you have to beat the main did you have to beat the game to unlock the volleyball?
Yeah, you had to like I don't remember. I think you like had to beat certain people, and then it was always like a team of two people, I think. And like depending on you, it was like a ladder, and you beat everyone, and then you would get something.
Like as long as you didn't buy it specifically for the volleyball, then it would be even worse.
Yeah.
Yep. That game. There are no shirtless women in that game. I will go that far.
No.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
No. Ian is not a woman.
Yeah. That was regular Dead or Alive. Me and Nick spent like an entire night just grinding it out so that we get shirtless Ian, which was just a man.
Yep. Crap.
Oh god. Sexually ambiguous people.
That brings us to number four, which is Steve.
Yeah, that's me. So I pretty much, for this list, I just took out MMOs, like WoW, because that's just too obvious. So my guilty pleasure is a game we've talked about on the show a bunch, and that's Terraria. Not because I'm guilty not because I feel like guilty when I play it. It's mostly because I feel I don't feel guilty telling people I play it. I feel guilty when I'm playing it. As in I don't do anything but sleep and eat and play the game for like 3 weeks straight. And so it's a game that like whenever I'm playing this game, I don't want to like be seen by like the public world. And it's a super addicting game. Yeah. I'm just like, please get away from me. I'm ashamed of myself. But
leave me in peace. Let me be.
Like, leave Brittany alone.
That was like a really fun time when it was like me, you, and Ryan. I forget who else played. And Brandon and Mikey B. And we like played Terraria just as a team. I don't know, it was a lot of fun.
That game is awesome for that. The game is so great for having other people because then you like get something, everyone's like, oh shit! But yeah, I mean, that game's cray. There's no other game that I've like played so much that I didn't even like breathe while I was playing because I was too much of an inefficiency. So it's pretty bad.
Number five,
that's it.
Brings us to Sherman.
Okay, yeah, I guess I was thinking of other ones that I also still play, but that was, if anybody's ever heard of Soldat, I still play it about 2.5 hours a day. But Command & Conquer is just sort of, in general, RTS, like those real-time strategy games I've always loved, but for some reason, because I grew up, we had our Pentium 1, 233 megahertz, it was a Hewlett-Packard, and we got Red Alert on there, and it was such an awesome game. So any of that. Actually, I never did StarCraft, but Command & Conquer series, Red Alert, Red Alert 2, and then even like Warcraft way back, the old ones, like the two-dimensional, just like building up your civilization, and even Age of Empires, that whole, you know, genre of games, I have all the old discs, and like I get in these moods where I just pop them in, start the story from scratch, play through, you know, as much as I can. I go to work, I'm just thinking about wanting to go home and play it. Like, I just cannot wait to go play it. And like, people are like, yeah, you want to hang out? And I'm like, no, I don't want to hang out. I just want to play. I just want to go beat this game again. I know how to do everything perfectly. But then I still get pissed, because some of them are really hard. And I still yell and fucking curse the heavens and scream at the game when like, I keep dying and then and saving every 45 seconds. Be like, alright, as long as I save every 15 seconds, this game will, you know, fuck me over. And I show that game who's boss. But I really like those old real-time strategies, like mid to late 90s real-time strategy games. I fucking love them.
They're great games. Played them a lot as well. Red Alert 2 is one of my favorites, man. That game was great.
Mm.
Yeah. I love Red Alert. I love the song. Was just
that. Oh yeah, it was da na 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 na. Yeah, so that was the old one. Na 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 na.
I had Hitler.
And then like I liked the skirmish because I never played online with anybody. It was like back in the day when you had to like network with a different person. Yeah. But for Red Alert when that came out, you could do the skirmish. And there was a map editor, so you do the skirmish and you could set up. You know, you could have up to 8 players and set the difficulty, and I would just do the map editor and make quadrants, like spaces with rocks, and everybody would have a quadrant. And then I'd do certain ones where I'd just put all 8 players in one, like all right next to each other, like, and it would just be this shit show, and like 3 people would come out of it and start their bases, and you could just go nuts with it. Just like with Age of Empires, you could make your own map. Me and my friend once, we said, how many birds can we put in before we crash our computer? And we just put in birds. we just kept putting in birds until the computer just couldn't take it. Because, like, you put them all in one spot on top of each other, 1,000 of them. And then when you start the simulation, they would just branch out in, like, this nuclear explosion of birds and just stop the computer. And that was a success.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
Also, can I say honorable mentions for this? It should be Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Because we all probably play that.
Especially and, Ghosts.
Yeah. And I probably can say Dota, but I'm not going to talk about it anymore, so...
What about League of Legends? Does nobody play those people? Is that a guilty pleasure these days?
No, I don't... Well, I don't play League of Legends. I play Dota 2 a lot, so that's my... But, I mean, I talk about it on this show, like, every week, so it's not, like...
Pete, man, has no shame.
That, that goes right into, actually, what we've been playing this week, so why don't we talk about what we've been playing? Steve, you go first.
You don't have to ask me, man. I've been playing Dota 2. They're coming out with a new update this week with the new hero called Techies. It's a group of goblins that have, like, one of their moves is a suicide explosion. So I'm pretty excited about it. I'm sure it's going to ruin the game because all they do is, like, lay mines everywhere and just, like, shit, piss people off. But we want Techies. It's coming out, man.
Cool.
So sweet. That's it.
Charles, what about you?
Well, like I was saying, I'm playing Final Fantasy X right now. About 4 hours in. I think where I am right now, I think, like Sherman, I think the farthest I've ever gotten is the Blitzball place. Because I never played it myself. I never had a PlayStation 2. So the most recent one that I actually played all the way through was Final Fantasy IX. So I'm just picking up where I left off and trying to get into it.
Well, that's not that far in, I don't think. Like, when you start doing Blitzball, I'm pretty sure that's pretty damn early on, I think.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Sweet. Tim, what are you playing?
I haven't played a goddamn thing since the last time we did a podcast, but I did sell my Xbox 360. I sold my original Xbox. I sold my NES. And so now I have like $150 in store credit at GameStop. So I'm trying to think about what I want to get, and I'm leaning more towards Nintendo at this point. And I don't know why. It's like I don't want to, but I don't know. I might get a next gen system. I don't know yet.
So next gen. Kind
of, I'm just gonna get this one. Yeah. If I get one, I'll probably get a PS4. Over an Xbox One, but I'm not sure if I'd rather get a Wii U or a 3DS at this point, or if I just want to like get nothing and wait,
or like get a PC or something. Like I wonder how old you have to be. Like I tell myself, when am I going to stop buying consoles? Like I feel like I'm going to get PS4, and then by the time the what is it, 8th gen or 9th gen is the next one. By the time the next one comes out, it's like I'll be in my 30s. I'm done. I'm probably going to have a family. I better stop buying consoles.
Yeah, fuck that shit. I'm buying consoles when I have children.
Man, you had to make that so depressing when I say when I'm in my 30s. Just think about that.
I know.
I'm not stopping. I mean, that comment's basically like saying I'm gonna give up hiking because I have children now. I don't think that my fun pastimes should occur during my family time.
Hmm.
It must be miserable. You can't do anything fun.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, it's a good hand-me-down for your kids.
Exactly.
You're just buying
back
toys
in my
early.
Day, we played this NES system.
Yeah, but it's funny, because even we're going to hand down like the PS4 to them, and they're going to be like in their virtual reality booths and stuff, and be like, we're going to be like, you young whippersnappers and your controllers with 4,000 buttons, and just like, just, I don't know, standing in a room with like a... The big thing, you know, like the Oculus Rift or whatever they'll have. They'll all have, you know, 8th generation Oculus Rifts. And yeah. We'll be trying to tell them how amazing, you know, Final Fantasy was. And they'll be like, we don't care.
That is true.
Final Fantasy 20, right?
Probably. Yeah.
90 hours of text-based gameplay.
It's the evolution of gaming. It's all going to come circular. Beggar's Quest.
Sherman, what have you been playing?
The two games I've been playing, besides again this game called Soldat, which is a two-dimensional first-person shooter that's really addictive, is I've been slowly trying to beat Grand Theft Auto 5. I bought it the day it came out and went on a huge like tirade. Like I was so mad because I get it for the car damage and for the the driving mechanics. And if you compare how goofy the driving mechanics are in GTA 5 to like the slow sort of realism and like sort of the kind of faded colors of GTA 4, I loved GTA 4. I was pissed off at GTA 5. But then I started getting into it. I'm like 53-54% in. And it's actually, it's really cool what they did, having three unique characters you can switch between. And now that I'm playing it, I'm really enjoying it. So I've just been playing a lot of Grand Theft Auto 5.
Nice. I still haven't played that yet. I need to play that at some point, I think. I picked up this past week Infamous First Light, which is standalone DLC for Infamous Second Son on PS4. And it's basically like the background story for one of the characters that you meet up with in Second Son. And it was good. Played it, beat it. It was probably like 4 or 5 hours long. And now I'm going back and attempting to get all of the trophies, because there's actually a platinum with the DLC, which is interesting. But they're challenge maps, so you have to like survive and score like 500,000 points or something, which kind of sucks in some of these levels. So that'll probably be my next platinum, though. So that's it.
Nice.
You're crazy.
Yeah, I got the first Infamous, but I still haven't beat that yet.
That's good. It's good. I like the first one. The second one's good too. Second one is. Yeah, they're both good. I won't go into details right now, but the so that brings us to the end of the podcast. I want to thank at Underinspired and at William0406 for running in this week. I want to thank Ryan Sherman, as he likes to be called, for joining us on the podcast this week.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you, Steve. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Charles. This has been Late Night Gamers Podcast, episode 49. And we're done. That's it. Go home.
Later. Nice.
Meow. Late Night Gamers Podcast, where we make all of your gaming habits seem acceptable.
Late Night Gamers.
Steve, this game sucks so bad and so unbalanced. Blah. And then I just quit and never play it ever again.
Carlson.
What do you do in your free time? Sit around knitting? Screw that shit, I'm gonna cut up a dragon's head.
Tim.
It's okay if your guts spill out and you explode into a bloody mess, as long as you don't take your clothes off.
Late Night Gamers.
Yeah, Custer is in the army general, right?
It's not custard, like filling, pie filling.
it's not a sugary egg dessert.
Mine's not... already up there.
No, you got. I thought you just put that one up there.
No.